Okay, so we are on dial to the base. We're going to start from the two dots towards the top or towards the bottom of the narrow line where it starts Amar Mar. Okay, we're going to start from there. So the Gemara says Amar Mar, quotes the statement that says, Kori Kriyashma Mithpala. A person should first say Kriyashma and then the Mithpala means then say Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, so first Kriyashma and then Shemoneh Esrei. So the Gemara says that statement that you should first say Kriyashma and then say Shemoneh Esrei is Messiah of Yochan. That statement would support the opinion of Rav Yochanan. What's the opinion of Rav Yochanan? So Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan said, Ezu ben Olam Haba, who's someone who is deserving, merits the world to come. Zeh Tomech Geula L'Tfila Sha'arvis. That's a person who connects Geula to Tfila when it comes to the davening of Maris, of Arvis. Now, what was that referred to? So in Maariv, so we have the brachas after Krishna. So after Krishna, we have the bracha of being after Krishna itself. So there's the bracha of Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael. Right, we have that in the morning also, right before the Shemoneh Esrei at Bashachar. So we say also Gal Yisrael. So here by Maariv, we have the bracha of Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael. And then afterwards, we then say the Shemoneh Esrei. Now there is going to be, you see there's an intervening bracha, which we'll get to a little later. The Gemara is going to discuss this. But in the meantime, you finish Shema with its brachos, which include Gal Yisrael, and then you should daven Shemoneh Esrei. By that means you're connecting Geula to Tfila, the fact that Hashem saves Gal Yisrael with its Shemoneh Esrei with our needs. So the other opinion is that's Rav Yochanan. Okay, so Rav Yochanan holds by Maariv first Kriya Shema is brachos, which includes Gal Yisrael, and then Shemoneh Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omer Yeshua ben Levi says, Tfila de emsa tiknun. No, rather, it works a little differently. Rather, you have the Shemoneh Esrei are in the middle, and the Kriya Shema and its brachos are at the end. What does that mean? So Shachris, you start with Kriya Shema. In Shachris, start with Kriya Shema, it's brachos. Then you have Shemoneh Esrei. By Maariv, you have the inverse. You first have Shemoneh Esrei, and then Kriya Shema. So it's Kriya Shema, Maariv by Shachris. Kriya Shema, Shemoneh Esrei by Shachris. And then by Maariv, it's Shemoneh Esrei, then Kriya Shema. The opposite of what we do. Okay, so the Shema Yisrael are on the end, and the Shema Yisrael are in the middle of your day, so to speak, if you were to look at your day. Okay, that's the Shita of Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Okay, so we're going to analyze, we're going to discuss each of these opinions, the opinion of Rav Yochanan and the opinion of Rav Yeshua ben Levi. So the Gemara says, B'mai k'misligay. So, let's stop for a second. Just to see this Rashi. You know, Rav Yochanan had said that anyone who is connecting his geula to tefila is a ben olam haba. So Rashi comments, Zeh ha-somech. Rashi says, V'chol shechein v'shachas. Certainly, we know by Maariv, you're supposed to, according to Rav Yochanan, connect your geula to tefila, but everyone agrees that by Shachris you should connect Geula, the Gal Yisrael, to the Shemoneh Esrei. Why? The Iker Geulas Mitzrayim b'Shachris. What Geula are we referring to? The redemption of Mitzrayim. That's the Geula we're talking about. And everyone agrees that the main redemption of Egypt, right, was on in the morning. Being B'nai Yisrael, when did they leave Mitzrayim? They left in the morning. They got permission to leave the night before, which we'll discuss in a moment. But when they actually left was in the morning. That's when they actually left Mitzrayim. So in that case, Kedichsev, it says, Mimachas HaPesach, on the day after the Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach was on Yudalit, so the day afterwards, and Tesvav, in the morning, is when they left Mitzrayim, Yatsu B'nei Yisrael. So in that case, Usmichas Gula L'Tfila, Ramza David, David Melch, also mentions this, it's a remez by David Melch, Tehillim, it says, Hashem Kusturi Zago, Ali Hashem is our Goel. And then right after that it says, Yansa Hashem Yom Sarah. Hashem will answer your tefilos when you have a day of Sarah. Meaning you have to, in our Shemoneh Esrei, we ask Hashem for la bakashos, our needs, our requests, of things that we need. So we should connect the geula, the fact that Hashem is our Redeemer, to then request things of Hashem. And Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi, who gives a little bit of a mashal for why this is so. The Yerushalmi says, Misha'eno Somech Geula Tefila. If a person doesn't connect the geula, saying praise to Hashem for having redeemed us from Egypt, to a Shemoneh Esrei where he asked for requests of Hashem, what is that like? Lama hu dono, what's that like? Lo'ohavo shomel. to like a beloved, like one of the king's close advisors, one of his beloved advisors. Shabbat Dachlak HaPitko comes to knock on the king's door. Yatsa HaMelech, and the king comes out to answer the door. Umitsa'o, Shehifalig, he sees the guy's left. So afuously, so the king leaves. if you're not there when the king answers the door, then you quickly, like, you knock, you say something, and you leave. Well, then the king's leaving too. He's not going to be around to listen to your request. Ella, rather, the Yushami says, a person should draw Hashem to him close first. He should appease Hashem. He should feel sort of almost like butter him up. He should say nice things about Hashem Baruch Hu regarding how he took us out of Mitzrayim. And then Hashem will come close. As you're saying all these wonderful things about Hashem did, Hashem's going to come close to you. And now that Hashem is now standing nearby to you, that's a great opportunity to go ahead and to ask Hashem all the requests you need. So that's why the formula, the recipe, which Rashi says, the Yushalmi, according to Yushalmi, suggests is start by giving Hashem all the praises and say wonderful things about how Hashem redeemed us from Egypt, and then go into your Shemoneh Esrei. That's where we're so mechulot tefila. That's going to be a person who's ultimately going to merit Olam Haba. And that we certainly do, Rashi says, we certainly, everyone agrees to do that in the morning. Right, Rav Yochan and Rav Yishuv ben Levi, they debate whether or not that's necessary at night. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we're discussing whether or not you connect Yetzias Mitzrayim to Shemoneh Esrei, did not occur at night. It occurred by morning. Okay. So now we're going to understand. The Gemara is going to go back to the Gemara. This is the last of the narrow line. It says, B'mai k'mifligeh. The last of the narrow line. B'mai k'mifligeh. What are they arguing about? Oh, where is it here? I'll show you where it is. So what are they arguing about? I mean, what is Rav Yochan and Rishu Ben Levi arguing about in terms of whether or not you have to be some of the people of Tila by Mars? So, Ibai's Ema Kra, Ibai's Ema Spara. The Gemara offers two options. Either their machlokas could be about regarding an understanding of a pasuk, or it could be regarding an understanding of a svara, right? A logical conclusion. The by same svara, if you want to say it's a discussion about a svara. Rav Yochan holds that even by night there was some degree of redemption already beginning, but at night, meaning the night after Yud Dalet, the night of the Korban Pesach. In Mitzrayim, so that night already, what happened? That was Makas Bechoros. At that night, after Makas Bechoros, power comes running to Moshe and says, "Get out of here!" He finally lets the Israel 100% leave. So that already is the beginning of the redemption. We didn't leave. Moshe said, "We're not leaving until broad daylight. We're gonna walk out of here. We're not gonna escape in the middle of the night like some kind of slave running out or some guy who's gonna not. We're gonna walk out under the light of day." So we have full, like it's a full display of our freedom. But we received the permission, we received the green light at night, after Makas Bechoros. So in that case, already that's the beginning of Geula. So it's already relevant to talk about Geulas Mitzrayim at night. Okay, it was a little bit. And Geula Ma'al-Yasa, the complete Geula, L'Haviyat Safa, that complete redemption, which we actually left, only happens in the morning. Okay, so therefore at night, it's appropriate to connect Geula, meaning the Birchot Kriya Shema, to our Shemoneh Esrei. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi Savar, he holds, came to Lahavi El Mitzafra, since really Geulas Mitzrayim only occurred in the morning, nothing really happened at night, so Lahavi Geula Me'al Yasa, therefore whatever happened at night was not really a Geula, nothing really happened, and therefore at night we don't have to be so Mechulu L'Tzivah. Or you can say that they debate a pasuk, and it's the same pasuk. V'shnei and Bikra Echad Darshu, they're both discussing the very same pasuk, and that pasuk is the Siv B'shachtucha V'kamecha. Right? We say regarding Kriyashma, right? You say Kriyashma when you go B'shachtucha at night when you go to sleep, V'kamecha when you wake up in the morning. So Rav Yochan says Machish Chiva L'kima. You're going to sleep is similar. We do the same thing as when you get up. What's that similarity? Makima. Kriya Shema, just like in the morning when you wake up in Shacharis, we first say Kriya Shema And then we stop in Shemona Esrei. Everyone agrees to that. So therefore, Af Shechiva, so too at night, when you say Kriya Shema at night, we're going to do the same parallel. And Nami Kriya Shema, we're first going to read the Kriya Shema and its brachos, and then Achach Kfila, and then we're going to daven Shemona Esrei. Okay, Rav Yeshua ben Levi saw, Rav Yeshua ben Levi holds, Makash Shechiva Lekima. Also, he's going to say, well, yes, we connect our Shechiva, our going to sleep, with our Kima, our waking up. Makima, just like in the morning when we get up, Kriya Shema Samach Lumitaso. When you wake up, what's the first thing you do? Do you do Shema Esrei first, or do you do Kriya Shema first? After waking up, the first thing you do closer to your bedtime, or you're coming out of your bed, is Kriya Shema. Shema Esrei is afterwards. So Ashkiva, so when you go to sleep at night, what are we going to make closer to the time that you go to your bed? Nami Kriya Shema. So Kriya Shema is Samach Lumitaso. We're going to have the Shema closer to your bed, meaning before you go to sleep. So therefore, you'll have Shema Esrei first, followed by Kriya Shema, and then you go to sleep. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Okay, so the Gemara asks, Masiz Mar Brei Dervina. Mar Dervina asks the following question. Am Rabbi Yochanan. It says, Ba'erev, Mevarach Shtayim Lefaneach Shtayim L'Acharav. There's two brachas to Kriya Shema before, and there's two brachas to Kriya Shema after we say Kriya Shema. Where are the two? The two are, here we say Baruchat Hashem Gaal Yisrael, and the second bracha starts with Hashkivenu and ends Baruchat Hashem Shomer Amo Yisrael Ma'at. So remember, which is the bracha of Gula? Gaal Yisrael. That's what Hashem redeemed us. But there's a whole other bracha here, which is Shomer Amo Yisrael Ma'at. Isn't that an interruption? The Gemara asks, hold on a second. V'iyam is Bayim Smoch. If you want to say that we have to connect Geula, our bracha of Baruchat Hashem Gaal Yisrael, to our tefillah, Habayi L'meimer Hashkivenu. We have to say the bracha of Hashkivenu, which should lechora be an interruption between the bracha of Gaal Yisrael and our beginning of our Shemoneh Esrei, the next page. So if we're not supposed to have any interruption, we want to go straight from Gaal Yisrael to our Shemoneh Esrei, what's this bracha doing here? We should reverse it, right? We should add in some other order to have Gaal Yisrael right into Shema Esrei, like we have by Shachris. When it comes to Shachris, we have the thing we say just before Shema Esrei is the bracha of Gaal Yisrael. Right? Baruch HaTashem Gaal Yisrael right into Shema Esrei. How come by Ma'ariv, according to Rav Yochanan, we don't have right into Shema Esrei? Good question. So the Gemara has to answer up to this issue and explain Amri. They explain in the Beit Medrash, Kevin Sakinu Rabbanan Hashkivenu, since the rabbi is enacted saying Hashkivenu Ki Geula Arich Tadamya, it is considered like an elongated process of Geula. Because what does Hashkivenu talk about? And we'll say it in a second. The process of Hashkivenu is a whole discussion of Hashem went ahead and he protects us and he made sure that he removed any oyev, any enemy, any kind of pestilence, any kind of sickness, any kind of hunger, all sorts of things which are coming together. And Hashem made sure to protect us, and he continues to protect Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad. So, in other words, if you have a gula, you have a redemption, but that redemption doesn't last, right? What kind of redemption is that? So Hashem went ahead and he protected us to make sure that that redemption, it's going to last, it's going to be lasting, it's going to be significant, and that you're not just going to get Abitrayim, but you're going to make it all the way to Eretz Yisrael protected. And that our hope is that Hashem is going to redeem us, and that redemption is going to be one which lasts and continues, an everlasting type of redemption. So that's why Hashkivenu is Kegu'ula Richta. It's an elongated, it's a continuing Geula, redemption. So it's not a heftik. It's part of what a process of redemption is. Part of the process of Geula. The Gemara says similarly, if you don't say that, in Shachris also, what kind of smit, don't we also have a break? We said there's no break between when we say Gal Yisrael and the Shema Esrei, but the truth is there is a break. Because before we start our Shema Esrei, we say, Amar Rav Yochanan, B'tchila Omer, Hashem Tzvasai Tzitzach, right, we say Hashem Tzvasai Tzitzach Ufiya Gitzil Asachem. We take our three steps back, three steps forward, and we say Hashem Tzvasai Tzitzach. Before we start our Shemoneh Esrei, we had an extra pasuk. How do we do that? Isn't that breaking up our connection of Geula to Shemoneh Esrei? So the answer is, Well, once Hashem came into the Kinyan Rabbanim L'Neimar Hashem Sosa Tisach, Ketfila Rif D'Damya. That beginning of Hashem, open my mouth so I can properly praise you. We're asking Hashem to give us the wisdom to say the right prayers. That's part of the Shemoneh Esrei. That is the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. It's not some separate thing that is making a break, some kind of separation between our Shemoneh Esrei and our Geula. But it's part of the process of starting your Shemoneh Esrei to say to Hashem, please help us say the right things. Open our mouths properly so we can properly praise you. So too over here, Hachanami came into King Rabban, Lonema Ashkivinu, Kuhula Rechidami, it also is like a full Geula when we go ahead and we start our Gal Yisrael, and we continue with Hashkivinu, Hashem should protect us and can make sure that we remain safe after you've redeemed us. It's part of the redemptive process. So it's a Geula Rechidu. Happens to be, by the way, so it's true that by Marav we want to go ahead and be Somach Geula Tefillah, but this precedence of being Somach Geula Tefillah does not overcome the need to daven our Shemoneh Esrei B'tzibur. So that if you come late to Shul, very late, and they're already up to Shemoneh Esrei of Marav, so the halacha is you should start Shemoneh Esrei first with the Tzibur, so you're able to say Tefillah B'tzibur, and then afterwards you'll say the Shema with its brachos in that reverse order, because it's a more significant level to say Shemoneh Esrei Tefillah B'Tzibur than if you would go ahead and in that scenario first say your Kriya Shema, you end up missing Shemoneh Esrei B'Tzibur, because by the time you get to your Shemoneh Esrei, they're going to be almost finished with their Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore in that scenario you should actually not be Somach Geula Tefillah. But otherwise, the appropriate thing to do, and the Pesach Halacha is like Rav Yochanan, that we try to first say Gal Yisrael and then go into our Shemoneh Esrei, both by Shachris and by Marav. Okay, let's continue. So we're up to two dots here on the Dalam of Eid. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Avina, Amar Avina, Kol HaOmer Tehillah LeDavid. Anyone says Tehillah LeDavid is Asher. It begins with two psukim, but the actual kefitzel tehillim is Tehillah LeDavid. That's how it starts. At Ashrei, we have Tehillah LeDavid. This is the tehillim Kuf Mem Hei. It starts. We have to start with two additional psukim before Ashrei Yishev Secha, right? And Ashrei Ha'am Shekach Halo. But the beginning of actually the Kapitel Tehillim is Tehillah LeDavid, and we start with the entire Aleph Beis in order with our Mimcha L'Kai HaMelech. That's how it starts. So the Gemara here says that anyone who says Tehillah LeDavid, Ashrei, three times a day, B'chol Yom Sholosh Pa'amim, Muftach Lo Shu Ben Olam Haba. He is guaranteed to be a Ben Olam Haba. When do we say it three times a day? Twice in our Shachris. We say it in the Pesukei Zimra. And then we say it Ashrei V'al Tzion. After Tachnun, or after we lane the Torah, we have Ashrei and the Val Tzion, which complete our Shachris. So it's twice in Shachris we say Ashrei, and once in Mincha. Okay, the beginning of Mincha is Ashrei. So three times a day we have the opportunity to say Ashrei. So if anyone is meticulous to say Ashrei three times a day, they are guaranteed, they are promised to be a Ben Olam Haba, one of the world to come. My time, what's the reason? So Elam Mishum the Asib Aleph Days, if you want to say that's a special tefillah because it has the Aleph Days, well, if that's the case, Neima Ashrei Tmimei Derech. There's another Kapitel Tehillim, which is Kapitel Tehillim of Kuf Yotef, and that Kapitel has the Asib B'Timnei Apin. There are eight times in that Kapitel Tehillim where the Aleph Days is repeated. Eight times. So that would even be a greater opportunity to say the praises of Hashem in the Seder of an Aleph Days. And you would think that we should say that three times a day. So the Gemara says, well, the reason why we say Ashrei is Mishum De'itzbei Poseach Es Yadecha. Right? We say the special praise of Poseach Es Yadecha Maspia L'chol Chayraton, that Hashem opens his hands and he satiates all of his creations. That is something which is a very, very unique and special praise to Hashem, and that is why we want to include that three times a day. The Gemara says, well, if that's the case, if that's a special tefillah, Neima Hal HaGadol. Let's say Hal HaGadol. Hal HaGadol is the Kilom Chasim says here. We say it on Shachas of Shabbos in the Pesukei Zimra. And in there, in the Shachas of Shabbos, Kilom Chasim, say Hodu Hashem Kitov Kelam Chasa. This is called the Halah HaGadol. Okay, and in it we end by saying No Sein Lechem L'chol Basar. Hashem gives bread and satiation to all of its creation. Kilolam Chasa. So that praise of Hashem providing the needs of all of His creation, that Hashem has that ability. That's something that's said in the Halah HaGadol. So if we're looking, if we're interested in praising Hashem in that unique way, we don't have to say Ashrei. We could say the Halah HaGadol three times a day. Why don't we say that? The Gemara says, the answer is, Ela Mishum De'is Bei Tarti. Ashrei has two elements to it that are very special. One is that said according to the Aleph Beis. It includes all the letters of the Aleph Beis. We'll see in a second, almost all the letters of the Aleph Beis. In its praise. And number two, it also has the unique praise of Poseach HaKadecha, that Hashem is able to, from man to the smallest ant, to any fly, he is able to satiate and provide sustenance for every creature and being in the world. And that unique and special praise is combined with the special that said, according to the Aleph Beis, is why Ashrei, if said three times a day, is guaranteed someone to the world to come. Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochan says, "Mipnei ma lo ne'amar nun da'ashrei." Why is nun not in the ashrei? We have all, I said all the aleph, but we do not say anything for the letter nun. It's skipped. We go from malchuscha malchus kol amin, which is men. Remember, shaltecha b'chol dor v'dor. We skip nun and we say somech Hashem l'chol nufim. We go right to samech. There's no nun. Nun has no individual pasuk for it in ashrei. So why is that missing? Because nun is hinted. The pasuk, there is a pasuk of nun which refers to where Klal Yisrael will fall. Klal Yisrael will have some kind of situation where they will fall, and they will have episode of suffering. V'chsiv nafla lo tosif kum besulas Yisrael. It says in Amos that, and some people quote this to say, well, Bnei Yisrael have been replaced as a nation. Because Nafla, the Bnei Yisrael have fallen out of favor. Lo Tosif Kum, they're never going to come back. Besulas Yisrael, the Virgin of Israel. They're never coming back. So the Christians say, well, that you see from here, Bnei Yisrael never coming back again. They fell. They've fallen out of favor of God. They sinned. And they're never coming back. So because of this pasuk, we don't want to make any reference to the letter nun, because nun is like falling, nefila. And therefore we don't include it in our ashra. But is it true? Does this pasuk really mean that Bnei Yisrael are never going to come back? We've fallen out of favor of God's eyes. Lo tosif kum, we're not going to come up anymore. We're never going to rise again. The Ma'aravat Mitarte. So in the West, they explained this pasuk, in Eretz Yisrael, they explained, Hachi, nafla lo tosif limpol. Bnei Yisrael, yes, true, you fell. But fall again, you won't. You will not fall again. Lotosif limpol od. You will not fall again. Kum besuas Yisrael. Rise up again. It's actually a positive. Rise up again, besuas Yisrael, the Virgin of Israel. Meaning, the pasuk should be broken up in a different way. Nafla, yes, true, you fell. But lotosif od. You will not fall again. You fell once. But you will not fall again. Od, again. Kum besuas Yisrael. You should rise up again. Bnei Yisrael. So you break up the pasuk with the commas in a different way, and it comes out that Bnei Yisrael will once again rise up once again, as we see in our day even nowadays, right? Hashem, Bnei Yisrael come back to Eretz Yisrael. This is the ikus of the Mashiach. So Amar of Nachum Reitzak, Afilu Hachi Chazir David V'Samach Baruch Hakodesh Shnemar Samach Hashem Achal Nofim. Even though we skip the word Nun, there's a hint to it. There's a hint to the fact that Nun should have been there, because it says in the Samech, in the Pasuk of Ashrei with the Samech, Somech Hashem, who is Hashem supporting? L'chol Hanoflim, to all those who fall, with the Nun. So even though the Nun doesn't have its own Pasuk, but the idea that Hashem will go ahead and support the Nesrael, even though if the person sins, and if a person has fallen out of favor with Hashem because of his sins, Somech Hashem L'chol Hanoflim, Hashem will support the sinners. He will support us. Okay. Let's finish up. So Amar Rabbi Elazar Baravina, Gadol Mashanemar b'Michael, Yosef Mashanemar b'Gabriel. The angel of Michael has a greater thing said about him than the angel Gabriel. By Michael it says, Vayaf Eli Echa min Asrafim, that one of the angels, Ya'af, he flew to me. Okay, that refers to Michael. Michael is the angel of Rachman, of mercy. Ilu b'Gavriel, but Gavriel, who's the angel of Din, of judgment. Siv v'Aish Gavriel asher ra'isi b'chazon, the angel, this man Gavriel, who I saw in the dream, b'tchila me'uf b'yais. He went ahead and he flew to me, like the language is me'uf b'yais, means he's a double. It's a double language of flight, which means he took flight twice. He didn't just fly once, but he took a double flight. My mashma, what does that mean? So it says, "Hi echad, my mashma, the hi echad michahu." How do we know that when the pasuk says that echad min hasrafim, that one of the angels flew to me, that refers to Michael? Doesn't say it explicitly in the pasuk. So the answer is, "Amr of Yochanan, asya echad echad." We learn from Gzer Shava. It says in this pasuk, "Vayase lai," and it flew to me, echad min hasrafim. And a different pasuk says, "Ksiv hacha." It says elsewhere in Daniel, "V'hinei Michael echad min hasarim harishonim ba la'azreini." So we see that Michael is referred to as one of the angels. Again, the word echad, who came to help me. So the fact that it says echad, and both still can tell us that Michael is the one who flies with a direct flight. He doesn't need any stopovers along the way because he comes with rachamim. So Tana Michael. Ba'achas, there's a bright that says Michal takes flight with one stop. No stop, just a one flight. Gavriel b'shtayim, he takes a stop in the middle, he needs two flights. Eliyahu ba'arba, Eliyahu, to get to his destination, needs four different flights or three stops. And Amalach HaMavis b'shmona, the Amalach HaMavis needs eight different flights or seven stops along the way. I mean, there's some pauses along the way. U'b'shas magifa, but in the time of, there's a certain magifa, there's really something out to. There's a plague out in the world, then he's more direct. He's able to go with Achas, one flight. Okay. I think we really only have like 2 minutes, so we'll continue a little bit more. We'll get to two dots on the top of Tamid Alf. So I'm Rabbi Shubin Levi. Afa pishakara adam kriyashma b'vesa knesses, even though a person has read kriyashma in shul, right, at Marv, we're about to say Marv, mitzvah l'kros al mitaso, a person should still say kriyashma at night by his bed before he goes to sleep. That's kriyashma al mita. Now, if you said the full Shema Esrei after Tetzav Kochavim, all three paragraphs, the only thing you have to say is we learned earlier in Daf Beis Melach Berashi, is that you only have to say the first paragraph of Kriyat Shema at night. If you said all three after Tetzav Kochavim, the only thing you have to say is the first paragraph. If you haven't said Kriyat Shema after Tetzav Kochavim, let's say you're davening Ma'ariv early, then you should either before nightfall or before the sun is set, like on early Shabbos. Or if before Tetzav Kochavim, like if you daven Mincha and Ma'ariv right afterwards, so then you should say all three paragraphs of Kriyat Shema at night by your bed. And some people say you should say all three all the time, so you're used to always saying all three, and that if it ever comes up that you missed the Shema before and you said before Tetzav Kochavim, you'll have covered yourself and made sure you say all three paragraphs as you're obligated to do so by your bed by Kriyat Shema Amisa. So Amar Rav Yossi, Mikra, what is the pasuk that tells this? Based on the following, it says. Rigzu v'al techatau v'amr b'l'tavchem al mishkavchem v'dom l'sala. Rigzu, right, you should shake in fear. V'al techatau, you will not sin. Amr b'l'tavchem, you should say in your heart, al mishkavchem, as you go to sleep, v'dom l'sala, and be silent. So before you go to sleep, you should say rogez. What's rogez? Like krishma, because it's omach l'shamayim. There's an element of fear of Hashem, and therefore you should say that at your bed. So Amr of Nachman, im talmud chacham hu ein tzarach. If you're a talmud chacham, and if you're normally learning, you don't have to go ahead and say specifically Kriyat Shema Amita, according to this opinion, according to Nachman. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, "Af Tam Chacham, Abaye leLemeimar Chab Sukkah." He at least has to say one pasuk, the Rachme, one pasuk of Rachman, one pasuk to give him some kind of mercy before he goes to sleep. Could go and biyadcha af kibruchi, right? In your hand, I will deposit my soul, Hashem, before I go to sleep. Padisa oti, Hashem kelanas, Hashem, you will redeem me, the God of truth. And in fact, this pasuk does appear in the Kriyat Shema Amita. There's all these psukim that we say after we say Kriyat Shema. This is one of the psukim. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up next Sunday at the top of Hey Amidah.